December 17, 1903. The adoration that the Most Holy Virgin did when she encountered Jesus carrying the cross. The true spirit of adoration. Continuing in my usual state, for a few instants I saw Blessed Jesus with the cross on his shoulders, in the act of encountering his Most Holy Mother. And I said to him, Lord, what did your mother do in this most sorrowful encounter? And he, my daughter, she did nothing but a most profound and simple act of adoration. And since the simpler the act, the more easily it unites with God, most simple spirit, in this act she infused herself in me and continued what I myself was doing in my interior. This was immensely pleasing to me, more than if she had done any other greater thing. In fact, the true spirit of adoration consists in this: the creature dissolves herself and finds herself in the divine sphere. She adores all that God does, and she unites with him. Do you think that when the mouth adores but the mind is somewhere else, it is true adoration? That is, the mind adores but the will is far away from me? Or, one power adores me, and the others are all disordered? No, I want everything for myself, and everything I have given her, in me. This is the greatest act of cult, of adoration, that the creature can do for me.